You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A tight end and two receivers to the right. Here's the snap to Kirk. Looks, slips it in the flat. That's Robinson, full head of steam. 10-5, touchdown Atlanta.
It was the Bijan Robinson drive right there.
Sure was. And Bijan Robinson is in the end zone with his third touchdown catch of the year.
And it was beautiful. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass at 6:23. The Falcons defeated the Cardinals 26-19. We're going to dig into some of Raheem's audio from after the game, his interview with Dave Archer, in a moment. But it is the last day. The morning shift will be complete before the holiday. So...
yeah, your microphone probably needs to be on.
I was wondering if he was going to notice.
Sad deal.
So I got all these guys gifts for Christmas for dealing with all my shenanigans, the games, the loaded questions I asked. You guys have been wonderful participants, good sports.
Is one of these my trophy for winning Throwback Thursday trivia?
I was just thinking, I'm thankful for you for dealing with our gas and booger jokes or topics of conversation.
Well, just our – I would take it. I would take the flatulence out of it and say, yeah, big word.
Yeah. Big.
I sat next to Wes yesterday, so I'm going to have one of those. Wes, by the way, real quick, was in.
Ding.
Wes and Arch were in not rare form because they're the best of the best.
Yeah.
But they were like top operating order yesterday. And like, I just kept teasing Arch because he had like gray, all gray on. And it was like the really light gray, and I was like, "You got your Al Davis starter kit on over there." But Wes nailed me in a break with a bit because Arch goes, "Hey, which direction is these end zones? Is that which one's south and which one's north is normally where it is?" And I just like, "I don't know, but we came in that way." And he goes, "Wes goes, thanks, Magellan."
Yeah,
our off the air stuff is so much better than our on the air stuff. But it's probably
anyways, Allie, we love people. You. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
So. Let's open some gifts up. It was almost like shopping after I got all the gifts. Grant was like, this was kind of like shopping for your parents and a kid. So you'll understand once we open.
I'm absolutely terrified now.
Who's the kid?
I'm absolutely terrified.
Let's see if you can figure it out. Go ahead and open your gifts, fellas.
Right.
Doesn't matter what order.
First.
Right. Yeah! Yeah, there you go. Mike has just gotten
legendary.
A pack of Almond
I think
Joy.
She got
legendary. Almond Joy.
Hey, I got M&M's.
You got M&M's.
There you go.
Your favorite candies.
Perfect. I feel like I'm the kid now.
Nope. You're not the kid.
What did Dylan get?
Cool, nice
oh, my gosh. She got me Demogorgon Crunch. Well,
there's the kid.
I love it. I love it.
Dylan's
some Stranger
the kid.
Things Demogorgon Crunch. Let's go. I'm about to buy. I don't have any milk. I'm about to buy some milk as soon as I leave here today, and I'm this first thing I'm eating when I get back.
You got to let us know how the Demogorgon Crunch is.
I love it.
All right.
I'm taking Adventure to the Upside Down tonight.
One more to open up. These are the ones I'm like, I feel like I need to explain. The other ones are self-explanatory.
This one feels heavy. I think you got me a model.
Bones Coffee Company, Jolly Java.
Because
the coffee gift box.
Always looking for the next cup of coffee, Mike.
100%.
And you're always trying out a different one.
I'm always trying out a different way to drink coffee.
Variety pack.
Thank
you
very much. This is a very, very thankful gift.
I got a charcuterie kit, but for meat.
Because you're the meat man. And you and Amy are always hosting.
Is the meat included?
It's in there.
Attaboy.
Yeah, it really is. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Allie.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
it. Allie, thank you so much.
What'd
you know
get?
My heart so well.
I do.
She got me a Stranger Things Bluetooth speaker. It's Dustin with his Hellfire Club stuff on. Yes, sir.
You're so thoughtful. That's so right.
Super thoughtful.
Dang it.
I love it.
But when I looked at the gift afterwards, all of them, I was like, all right, so this would be like shopping for my mom, Mike with the coffee, my dad, Bo with the charcuterie board with the meat, and then Dylan the kid with the little Bluetooth speaker from Stranger Things. Yeah,
absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Allie.
You are welcome.
I can't say that. Never mind. Thank you. This is awesome. I was just admiring my meat.
Hey, well, yo.
I set myself up for this. I set all of us up for that. I apologize, guys. I'll take the gift back.
All good. Thank
Merry
you very
Christmas
much.
To everyone. I hope you share these with your loved ones. We do have to get into last night's win because it was very, very exciting. Bo is fresh off the plane. Let's hear from Raheem. He spoke with Dave Archer after the game. And he talked about how they were shutting down Trey McBride.
I mean, the guys were really focused, man. Obviously, he was a key member. We know about him. We talked about him being a game wrecker. We got so much respect for what he does and how he can do it. And the guys really focused in, and we were able to go out there and contain him today, which was great for us.
Yeah, so it's so interesting. Grant and I, as we're preparing for the postgame show, I'm looking at him and I go, man, they really have held. This is with like 2.5 minutes left. I'm like, they really have held Trey McBride in check and Jacoby Brissett in check. I'm checking their game logs. I'm like, this would be the worst game of the year for both of them at this point. And then when the Falcons didn't get the fourth down, I'm like, this is how the story's written. Here we go. I was like, dude, this is how it always happens. You think you have a storyline to follow through in the postgame show, and then Jacoby Brissett's going to dice us up and hit Trey McBride 5 times in this final drive, and they're going to go down the field and score. I just knew that's how it was going to happen. Credit to everybody involved, that's not what happened. So it was nice.
And honestly, it was Elijah Higgins that had the big night. He had 7 for 91. He was the tight end that did do something in the game. There was a moment on the – it's 26-16. The drive that they make it 26-19. There's a McBride makes a catch on the sideline, and Jesse Bates comes in and helps tackle him and get him out of bounds. And Trey McBride, with his bleach blonde Eminem hair, started jawing. He's literally jawing. I don't know if you could, Mike, I know.
It was very evident on the TV copy that they were going at it. They made note of it for sure.
And he's running his mouth at Jesse. And Jesse Bates is, we've talked to Jesse before. He's like, he will talk, but he's kind of like, if you break that glass, he will talk. But he's not just necessarily going to come after you. And Jesse's jawing back. And, I mean, they almost have to be separated, the jawing. The very next play, they run McBride on what was almost like a wide receiver, like corner out, right in the end zone there.
Yeah.
And
trying to take a little hole shot right there, throw it over the top.
They try to jam him with the edge tries to jam him. And release and Ellis has got him in coverage, Allie, and McBride. You can tell he could see Jesse coming, and he kind of short armed a little bit, and Jesse hammered him.
He did,
right? And Jesse got in his face, started jawing. They go back to the next play, and they go to McBride again, and it would have been a first down. And Jesse just absolutely swats it away and got up again.
Great coverage on that. Oh, my God, such good coverage.
The most animated I think you'll ever see a guy like Jesse Bates. And because he's not the talking safety, sure. He's more of the cerebral, and we'll talk. And that was it. That they had to kick the field goal there, but that drive they score. You know, they tried to put their big dog up the bat three straight plays to get in the end zone or at least continue the drive. And our big dog in the secondary said, "Oh hell no."
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It was great. The last play that you're talking about, the third down, I think it was some sort of option route where he kind of steps into coverage. And Jesse, I don't know if Jesse baited him to going inside, but Jesse read it like a book. I mean, he absolutely covered him up, swats the ball away. Great defensive play. You can't say enough about him at the safety spot. That is a guy who literally has not been guarded like that all year. All year. I just knew it. We talked about it in the pregame. We talked about it last week throughout a bunch of the shows. Trey McBride has not been held like that the entire season in check. And, you know, they're going to get their yards here and there. You're going to see the weird Michael Wilson touchdown catch we haven't even talked about. But, man, for what you expected out of Trey McBride and what he's done, which has been historic throughout the season – it was incredible, not just by Jesse Bates, by Jeff Obrick of putting guys up to bat and really holding him in check.
Coming into this game, Allie, just for a reference, he had 105 catches on targets. That's probably 70% catch rate, maybe. I'm not 100%. I'd have to do the math, and my phone is not available right now. That said, it was 50% yesterday. They targeted him 8 times, and he only had 4 catches. They shut down. Now, look, they had success running the football. There's no doubt. They were able to run the ball. I was talking to one of our time, and that was like one of the things we talked about. It's like, yeah, we got to tighten up an interior run game. And it was, and Arch mentioned it multiple times on the broadcast, that it was something that had not plagued us for a while, and all of a sudden they got success. And it was weird because it felt dirty. Like, it didn't feel like we were being gashed. It felt like we were getting caught up in the second level in the trash of the play. And Mike, you can explain what that means by the trash around the line of scrimmage. Yeah. But because I think you would do a better job than me, but it didn't feel like we were just getting gashed completely. This felt like we were getting kind of lost in there and caught up in the fray.
Well, we just simply, to put it mildly, we were not doing a good job getting off blocks on our defensive front. And the interesting part of that is on the reverse, they were definitely doing a good job getting off blocks against our offensive interior, which was maddening. I hate to see that on both sides of the ball, where you're like, the interiors of both lines of scrimmage were absolutely getting bullied at times by them. And that's a hats off to them, because they were down. They're down the depth chart on their offensive line, and they were able to push our guys around. We stopped utilizing some of the stunts and going left and right, and at times decided to play them just head up and thinking we could try to bully their second string guys and get off the block and make plays in the holes. And before you know it, the way we were playing things, you know, Divine Diablo is getting taken out by Lakeil London. And then Jesse Bates is having to fly up and make plays, mm-hmm. and whoever else, D. Alford. It was maddening to watch at times last night. You didn't know if they were going to be able to stop the bleeding.
I don't like to blame circumstances of, like, you know, where you played. There were multiple times, though, that field, I thought, cost James Pierce a pressure. There was one in particular that I remember, and he's got the edge, but it was like one of those where it looked like he went to go bull and then was going to kind of uses I don't know what the proper nomenclature would be, but almost like swipe his hand down and kind of go around, and he just falls like literally flat on his face. It looked like me out there trying to juke like Trey Young or something. I just and your feet. It's like when your feet get ahead of the rest of your body, and you just
used to call that move the windshield wiper.
Yeah. So, but he just fell straight down, and I could see his. The problem was, though, Mike, is you could see his feet go, and I could literally watched it.
Yeah, I saw the same thing, and it was almost maddening for me because I was like, why aren't they slipping more? You know, on their defensive front. Like, they're not having any trouble bull rushing us. Like, why is that? Why is that thing?
Because I don't think they tried to do anything other than just shove. That they tried to use our size against us.
Yeah. They also are probably used to turf like that. Yeah, I'm sure they had their seven studs in. That was rough.
Tell that to Chad Ryland, who that's their kicker.
Yeah, he had a tough one.
Falls down. Like,
he had a bruised tailbone.
Yeah, well, it cost him a couple field goals.
Bruised tailbone, questionable to return.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, right? Bruised tailbone. Yeah. Wow. All right, there's so much more that we got to highlight. Bijan, Kirk's suit. We'll talk about it coming up at 7. But next, we got to get into the first round of college football playoffs. And we've got my Mac drop. Like I said, you guys have dealt with a lot of shenanigans. I hope you know your Christmas movie quotes. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.